Let's begin. Again, if you don't know me, my name's Larry Gallagher, and one of the privileges I have of being lucky enough to be pastor here is to welcome you. And so we are so thankful that, you know, that seriously, that you came, enjoyed some food, had a good time, and just maybe met somebody you don't know. So thanks for coming. Sit back and enjoy it unless you're performing, and then you'll probably enjoy it more afterwards. But again, we're thankful that you're here. Linda, would you come up here? This is, I don't like to say it's all about Linda, but it's all about Linda. So anyway, come on up. If you want to share something about your silent auction, why don't you come over here? Come on, get a microphone.
Hello, everybody. I am so glad you came. I wanted to imagine something to you. Every year, when I go to Nicaragua, I bring gifts. And people will say, Linda, why are you bringing them gifts for? I said, because I give them away. This year, every year, we go to a place and they have they make pottery. And they make it a pottery in the house. And the store is in the house, too. So I buy them. And this is going to be oxen, silent oxen. I'm going to put back there. And you can sign up. Whoever gets the highest will win. I don't know. But also, in the front of the church, if you notice when you can walk in, I have my art, I may. And I go to a place called Vision the Voices, called VV. And I'm there on Wednesday to do my art. And I'm glad you all came. Thank you.
All right.
The house bid for the piece of pottery starts at $20, and it's on the round table in the back.
We're going to have a series of songs from our praise band. If you go to church and you don't have a good band, come over here. We got a good one.
Do we have a volunteer clicker? Who can we get the volunteer to click? Oh, right over here. Look at that. We got a volunteer clicker. Yeah, she can click. Now, see, we have slides here for you. So every song we're singing here this evening, we expect to be singing along, all right? And if not, you can just kind of watch and enjoy it.
And to everybody who made this food tonight, great job. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know a place where we can go to lay your troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows, take the stains, make you whiter than stone. Like a tide, it is rising up deep inside, a current that moves and makes you come alive. Living water that brings the dead to life. Oh, 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 we're going down to the river. Down to the river to pray. Let's get washed by the water, washed by the water, and rise up in amazing grace. Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will be changed. Let's go down, down, down to the river.
Never the same.
I've seen it move in my own life. Took me from dusty roads into paradise. All of my dirt, all of my shame, drowned in the stream that it made me born again. Like a tide, it is rising up deep inside, a current that moves and makes it come alive. Living water that brings the dead to life. Oh,
to pray. Hey, hey, let's get washed by the water, washed by the water. Rise up in amazing grace. Let's go down, down, down to the river. Let's go down, down, down to the river. Let's go down. Ooh, let's go down. Ooh, let's go down. We're going down to the river, down to the river, down to the river to pray. Hey, hey, let's get washed by the water, washed by the water. Rise up in amazing grace. Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will be changed. Let's go down, down, down to the river. Down in amazing grace.
Believe it or not, that takes a lot of energy, so we're going to slow it down. You see the words that you've been seeing up here. So every Sunday, for those of you who don't attend the church here, haven't been here before, this is how we always do it. All the music, all the specials are up there because there's a lot of power in these words. Lots of power. Watch what happens on this one. Okay, is everybody singing along? I hope you're singing along. It's good stuff, isn't it? You're gonna love this one.
That the Lord of all the earth can out the way for my ever-wandering heart. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the winds. Till you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you've told you who I am. I am yours.
I am yours.
Who am I that the eyes of sleep would sin? Look on me with love. Watch me rise again. Who am I that the voice of God
not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, would you catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am. I am yours.
I am yours.
Now that's good. We have, when I first got here, I think the praise band consisted of Greg, Lori, who was our pianist, and Chip. I think. That was 2 years ago.
And, oh, yeah, Sally was singing with us then,
what's
too.
That?
Sally would come
oh,
in
yeah,
and sing
with us. Oh, yeah, and Karen, I forgot. She played the cornet. So, as you can tell, we have been blessed, and I'd like to introduce these folks to you. This is Bruce Armstrong. Bruce used to play with Jimmy Buffett. One of Jimmy's shirts. I was trying to think of the guy with Grateful Dead, and I forgot his name. Brandon Armstrong, who is Bruce's grandson. I was going to tell you he's his brother, but you'd never buy that. Back on the drums is Scott Armstrong. That is Bruce's son and Brandon's father. And then there's Chip. Chip has been around since dirt. And so he's, faithful to us. Karen hasn't been playing the piano all that long, but is she doing a great job? Phenomenal job. And sitting here on the green stool is Todd Truman. We need to thank Tiffany Kales for Todd. If it wasn't for Tiffany, Todd might not be here. But we're thankful that he's here and God's doing some amazing things in his life. Greg Conrad. Greg is just a kind of a stalwart. He puts a lot of the music together, does a lot of stuff here, just phenomenal. The lady to his left with that beautiful, amazing voice is his daughter, Melody. And the other lady on the far end is my wife, Cindy. And I was getting to that.
You have a lovely voice.
Your beautiful voice has pestered me for a month. And then we have a special guest appearance tonight. Debbie Koenig and Sandy Hogeback. We're glad that they're joining in tonight. And one other thing, I would be remiss if I didn't ask Sarah to. I would ask you to stand up, but you've got your hands full. Sarah's down here in the brown cap. She's the one responsible for food tonight. Again, a tremendous job. You do a great job. Thank you. Sarah's going to culinary school at Cincinnati State. So that's why she's so good. I would be remiss, probably, if I didn't tell you a joke. So that's what I'm going to do. There was a couple of lawyers. I love lawyer jokes. A couple of lawyers talking one day, and one of them said to the other one, he said, "You know what?" He said, "You're not going to believe this, but," he said, "I started teaching Sunday school." And the other lawyer looked at him, and he said, "I bet you don't even know the Lord's Prayer." And he said, "Well, I do." He said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." The other one looked at him and said, "I didn't know you knew that much about the Bible." Helen's going to come up and share some words of wisdom with us.
I couldn't hear you. Of course, I don't have my hearing aid in. So you're going to have to holler if you want me to hear you. I'll just share a few little stories with you. Up at the head table in the cafeteria, one of the nuns had placed a big bowl of bright red apples. Beside the bowl, she placed a note, which read, "Take one only. Remember, God is watching." At the other end of the table, there was a bowl full of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies, still warm from the oven. Beside the bowl, a little note was written in a child's handwriting, which read, "Take all you want. God is watching the apples." I miss my mind. I'm not used to my arthritis. With my hearing, I'm resigned. I can manage my bifocals, but oh Lord, I miss my mind. Sometimes I can't remember when I stand up on the stair if I'm going up for something or I've just come down from there. And often at the Frigidaire, my mind is filled with doubt. Have I just been putting food away or come to take some out? There are times when in the darkness with the curlers in my head, I'm not sure if I'm retiring or just getting out of bed. If it's my time to write to you, there's no need in getting sore. I might think I've already written and I don't want to be a bore. Just remember, I do miss you. And I wish you were near. But since it's nearly mealtime, I'll just say au revoir, my dear. Now I'm standing at the mailbox with my face completely red. Instead of mailing you my letter, I opened it instead. Let's see here. There were three little boys who were very concerned because they couldn't get anyone to play with them. They was decided that it was because they had not been baptized and they didn't go to Sunday school. So they went to the nearest church, and only the janitor was there, and one of the little boys said to the janitor, "We need to be baptized because no one will come out and play with us. Will you baptize us?" "Sure," said the janitor. He took them to the bathroom and dunked their little heads in the toilet bowl one at a time. And then he said, "Now go out and play." When they got outside dripping wet, one of them asked, "What religion do you think we are?" "Well," the oldest one said, "we're not Catholic, because they pour the water on you. And we're not Baptists because they dunk all of you in it. We're not Methodists because they just sprinkle you. The littlest boy said, "Didn't you smell that water?" "Yes, what do you think that means?" "Well, I think it means we're Episcopalians."
Did Larry give you these jokes?
Around the corner, I have a friend. In this great city that has no end, yet the days go by and the weeks rush on. And before I know it, a year has gone. And I never see my old friend's face, for life is a swift and terrible race. He knows I like him just as well as in the days when I rang his bell. And he rang mine, but we were younger then, and now we are busy, tired men. Tired of playing a foolish game, tired of trying to make a name. Tomorrow, I say, I will call on Jim just to show that I'm thinking of him. But tomorrow comes and tomorrow goes, and distance between us grows and grows. Around the corner, yet miles away, here's a telegram, sir. Jim passed away today. And that's what we get and deserve in the end. Around the corner, a vanished friend. Remember to always say what you mean. If you love someone, tell them. Don't be afraid to express yourself. Reach out and tell someone what they mean to you. Because when you decide that it is the right time, it might be too late. The right time, might be too late. Seize the day, never have regrets, and most importantly, stay close to you, your friends and family, for they have helped make you the person that you are today. Let's see here. Now, I'm not sure if I've told this one before. How about the little penny and the parking lot? Remember this every time you pass that little penny in the parking lot. I always thought it was for good luck, but I like this story better. I found a penny today laying on the ground. But it's not just a penny, this little coin I found. Found pennies come from heaven. That's what my grandpa told me. He said angels toss them down. Oh, how I love that story. He said when an angel misses you, they toss a penny down. Sometimes just to cheer you up, to make a smile out of your frown. So don't pass by that penny when you're feeling blue. It may be a penny from heaven that an angel's tossed to you. I don't know about this one.
Helen, you're channeling the spirit of David Brownfield here going on. I mean, this is.
Why should I go to church? This ought to be interesting. A churchgoer wrote a letter to the editor of a newspaper and complained that it made no sense to go to church every Sunday. "I've gone for 30 years now," he wrote, "and in that time I have heard something like 3,000 sermons, but for the life of me, I can't remember a single one of them. So I think I'm wasting my time, and the pastors are wasting theirs by giving sermons at all." Signed, Missy the Message. This started a real controversy in the letters to the editor column, much to the delight of the editor. It went on for weeks until someone wrote this clincher. "I've been married for 30 years now, and in that time, my wife has cooked some 32,000 meals for me. But I've lost the rest of that story." I got my papers all mixed up, people. Let's see. How about this one? Have you ever watched kids on a merry-go-round or listened to the rain slapping on the ground? Ever followed a butterfly's erratic flight or gazed at the sun in the fading night? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Do you run through each day on the fly? When you ask, how are you? Do you hear the reply? When the day is done, do you lie in your bed with the next 100 chores running through your head? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short and the music won't last. Ever told your child we'll do it tomorrow and in your haste not see his sorrow? Ever lost touch, let a good friendship die because you never had time to call and say hi? You'd better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short and the music won't last. When you run so fast to get somewhere, you miss half the fun of getting there. When you worry and hurry through your day, it is like an unopened gift thrown away. Life is not a race. Do slake it, take it slower. Hear the music before the song is over. Well, I think that's just about all that I've got. I hope you've enjoyed what I have. Next time I'll find more. Thank you very much.
Walked into that microphone twice. You think, well, I thought I would have learned. Beth has not arrived yet, so we're going to pass by Beth right now. And if she does, she'll probably bring up the rear. But we're going to have the praise band again.
Thank you.
me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters. Wherever you would call me, take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. My faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
Great are you, Lord.
in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only, Lord. Only you,
his favorite. Oh, God bless you. You love the. You like the beginning? You like the whole song? I know. Wait a minute. Should I just go to the end and forget about the rest of it? Okay. All right. All right. We'll just set some rhythm here. How's that?
Blind man stood by the road and he cried. Blind man stood by the road and he cried. Blind man stood by the road and he cried. He cried, oh, Jesus hung on the cross and he cried. Jesus hung on the cross and he cried. Jesus hung on the cross and he cried. He cried, oh, 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 I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, way to go home. Jesus rose from the grave and he cried.
I forgot to mention one more member of the praise band, Olivia. She's changing slides tonight for the first time, so thank you. We appreciate it. In a church in Midwest City one Sunday morning, there was a little boy. He kept acting up, and his parents tried to control him, and they had no success. So his father finally gave up and somewhat sternly picked him up and walked out the door. And just as he got to the door, he turned around and he said, "Pray for me." The little boy said, "Pray for me." The little boy said, "Pray for me," as he was going to go get... Never mind. If you got to explain a joke, it's not really funny. We now have Megan and Patrick Haig that are going to sing for us or play for us or do something for us. was a bomb, wasn't it? Wait till the next one.
I just want to let you know and share with you that Megan works with Linda. Linda's an advocate artist with Visionary Voices, and Megan is one of the staff there, and that's where we've met her. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for having us. I didn't prepare anything to say. I think I'm thanking the right people, Debbie and Sarah, for all the food. That was amazing. And everybody, yeah, everybody brought the desserts. Oh, my gosh. Okay, is this okay? I had the lemon cookies. They were very good. I would suggest them. Who made those? Hey. I just also want to thank Linda for inviting me to play. I haven't played in a while, so thanks for giving me this opportunity. I'm really excited for your trip and can't wait to hear all the stories about it. Linda has a lot of amazing stories from her trips into Nicaragua. So, oh, and this is my brother, Patrick. You call him Pat. Okay, you guys might know this one. It's kind of an older one. I'm a little fidgety and I'm nervous.
Relax, if.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet. Tell me on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the shall meet on that beautiful shore. Father,
two, three, four.
Step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love. Children, step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
It's time we squared our shoulders back and raised our swords above. For the Bible is my weapon, and the Spirit is my shield. The church needs more of its members to be workers in the field.
Step into the water, way down a little bit deeper. Let your feet in the water of His love. Children, step into the water. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
There's victory for the Christian who walks the narrow way. There's been a prize appointed for the soul who does not stray. Oh, I want to live for Jesus, to be all that I should be, so I can rest in Him forever, to live eternally.
Oh, step into the water. A little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love. Step into the water. Way out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
Take it, Brandon.
Try this one more time.
A joke?
Yes. Until tomorrow morning.
Pray for us.
There's a few things you might hear in a redneck church. People ask when Jesus fed the 5,000 whether the fish were bass or catfish. And what kind of bait did he use? Pastor says, I'd like to ask Bubba to help with the offering. Five men and two women stood up. Oh, that's better than that. Come on.
I don't get it.
Opening day of deer season is considered an official church holiday. A member of the church requested to be buried in his four-wheel drive pickup. I've never seen a hole he can't get out of. This is kind of close to home here, Wayne. Special fundraiser for a new church septic tank. People think rapture is what you do when you lift something too heavy. Got to appreciate that one. The final words of the benediction are, y'all come back now, you hear? Missy Bennett is going to come next. And I'm sure she will be better than the jokes. Or at least the last couple.
Let me see.
Oh.
If I get too loud, you guys just let me know. I count it an honor to be able to be asked here. I went to school with Chrissy. I'll go back. All through kindergarten. Hi, Mama Hogeback. Haven't seen you in a while. So this is truly an honor. Like I said, I got a loud mouth, so if I need to back up, let me know.
No, I'll cover
it's
you.
It's over now. It's over. I'm going home. It's over now. Though it seems so long, the prison of my past, it can't hold me. I'm free at last. My Father, I see his hands reaching for me, 'cause it's over now. There's a Savior I know. He's coming soon. Maybe morning, night, or noon, the trumpets will be ringing while the angels are singing. My Father, I see his hands reaching for me, 'cause it's over now. It's over now. It's over. I'm going home. It's over now. Though it seems so long, the prison of my past, it won't hold me. I'm free at last. My Father, I see his hands reaching for me, and it's over now. I've carried these burdens of sin for so long. Life scarcely had meaning for me. As a prisoner of Satan, blinded by sin, believing I'd never be free. Oh, but in my desperation, I called on the Lord at an altar of prayer. I prayed through, and the chains, they fell away like the darkness at dawn. And he told me what I must do. I'll just lay it down and leave it. I'm gonna lay it down, believe it. I'll carry these old burdens no more. That same man that lifted these burdens, for me anymore. it's gonna fall, and the glorified body, it's gonna rise from the grave at the sound of my dear Savior's call. I'll just lay it down and leave it, gonna lay it down, oh believe it, I'll carry these old burdens no more. That same man that lifted these burdens of sin will lead me on through heaven's doors.
I got a joke I got to tell real fast. I asked Christy to come to my church, and she said, "Oh no, you're the Pentecostal Holy Rollers." It don't matter, though. We're all as one. It ain't going to be nothing like that in heaven. Ain't nobody going to stand on one side and then the other. But that was just kind of funny. She's like, oh, I don't know. I'll try it one time, maybe. But once again, it was an honor. So thank you very much.
Lovely. Thank you. I was wanting to break into harmony on you on a few of those. I should have, I guess, right? It would have been blah. Oh, it was beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. If I talked to you before, maybe I would have broken into harmony, but I didn't know. God bless you. You're good. Well, you know, in this life, we take a look at all of our trials, all of our tribulations. You know, John 15:5 tells us, he declares to us, he says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, it bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. You guys got that? We need Jesus for everything. We go through this life, and we think we've got it, right? Yeah, I got this.
All your
strength I can find. Take my time here and on this earth, and let it glorify all that you are. For I am nothing, I am nothing without you.
Through songs. Okay, I got to tell you, on my drive down here, while I wait for my capo. So on my drive down here, I'm listening to a song from 1976.
Boston. 5 years old.
Boston.
Shut up, Todd.
Oh, sorry.
More than a feeling. I really wanted to break into that tonight, but we're not going to do that tonight. Let's see the right capo
maybe
for
pushing
it.
The range.
You are strong, you are sure, you are.
Linda, come on over to the microphone. Bring a mic, take a mic up there for her.
I hope I can do this. When I hold this song, I hold it in the car with Debbie, and I say, this is my song to end this day. But a year ago, sorry to say, my best friend and Nick, who go with us, went with me 18 years, 19 years, and he went with to see Kiss all the time. And he got to go to heaven in Nicaragua this year. I've been having a hard time this year with him, because he was my buddy there. He always called me Linda Boo, and I always sat by him. So why this song to begin is going to be pictures of him with all the kids in Nicaragua. And you will see me one time, a couple times, with him. I won't be singing a song because I've been looking up there. And this is a way I can say goodbye to Rick and go to Nicaragua. Thank you.
Yep, just a single click is all you got to do, Olivia. Let it go.
Where you lead me, I'll follow you. on this one.
But first I say goodbye. Say goodbye to Ben. Thank you for my two sisters. And thank you for all the people who bring me here, Cracton, who come here and let me go to Nicaragua. When I leave on the 8th of October in the morning, I go with my big heart. And I love to whatever I need to do. And this year is different for me, but I'm going to make it. Why? Because I got him up there.
Amen.
And I had to say something about Wiki. Wick. I only know him from Nicaragua. We never ever met during the year except going to the meetings and to Nicaragua. And when I went to the meetings, I would have to leave early in the morning to go see Rick. And David would say, it's not time, but I had to go. And this year, he ain't going to be there. But
he's not going to be there in the flesh, Linda. You know who'll be there.
He will be seeing me there. I didn't think I can do this today, talking about Wick, because all year round, not one day of past, I will say something about Wick. And I want to remember Wick the mostly. He always called me Winnie Boo. That was my nickname to him, from him. And also, when we work and we sweaty and we tall and we take breaks, I always go to him with my crazy hat on and talk about anything. I'm going to miss that. That was my favorite thing to do with Rick, to sit and talk when we take a break. Thank you to come, and come next year.
Thank you, Linda. All right, for our closing song here, we want you to sing along with us. One more click. Okay, now you all know the words to this song. You know the music. You want the guitar or the mic?
Check.
Yeah, I already got you.
Oh, yeah? Wow, you're fast. He's fast.
I got you covered.
From Marsupial.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch. Peaceful.
shield and portion be as long as life endures. I got a peaceful easy feeling. I know he won't let me down, cause I'm already standing on solid ground.
Think it had this many verses, did you? It does. This is the last one.
When we've been dead in a thousand years, bright shining as the sun.
All right, last verse, make it count.
We know less days to sing God's praise than when we first began.
Even the rocks sang out.
I got a beat. Oh, easy feeling. And I know he won't let me down, cause I'm already standing, cause I'm already standing, cause I'm already standing.
Since they're not getting up and leaving, are we going to sing some more?
Looks like it.
See, our lives are wasted. Humbleness is left untasted. You can't live your life complete yourself. Yeah. Pass the tip from my mistakes. Exactly what it doesn't take to win. You gotta come in last place. To live your life, you got to lose it. And all the losers get on the ground. I get down. You lift me up, I get down. You lift me up, I get down. You lift me up, I get down. All I need is another day where I can seem to get away from the many things that drag me down. Yeah, I'm sure you've had a day like even nothing seems to set you free from the burdens you can't carry all alone.
In your weakness, he is stronger. In your darkness, he shines through. When you're crying, he's your comfort.
He lifts me up and get down. He lifts me up and get down.
He lifts me up and get down. He lifts me up and get down.